If you have a phone, and who doesn't, you've probably been annoyed or alarmed by robocalls. Those are the recorded messages that offer credit repair or vacations, or tell you the IRS is going to be on your doorstep with a warrant if you don't send money now. Caller ID doesn't help. These days, scammers can pirate phone numbers that appear to be local or legitimate. Public Utilities Commission Chairwoman Christy Feagin says every time there seems to be a solution, technology gives scammers a way to dodge it. She says the best answer is not to fall for the scam.
We'll receive a complimentary bonus gift as well. So I just need to ask a few questions to see if you qualify, okay?
I got this call less than an hour after my interview with PUC's Christy Feagin. I answered because a local phone number with a person's name came up on my caller ID. After hanging up on the recording, I looked up the name in the phone book, and there it was with the same number. I called and chatted. It was a real person who did not make the call.
There is programs on the internet that you're able to call people from your internet or your computer and use any phone number you want.
Feagin says caller ID spoofing, as it's called, is only illegal in the United States if it's done to defraud or deceive. But that doesn't temper the irritation factor of getting these calls.
They can now use numbers that you are locally familiar with. You might get a call from Aberdeen or Brookings or Pierre or Rapid City and feel like, oh man, this is a local caller. I'm going to pick up this phone.
Scammers also can replicate the information of a local business on your caller ID and try to collect money from you for a bill they say you owe.
They do so much research on us now, so you have to make sure when people ask you for money over the phone, hang up and call your local business and pay that way.
Signing up on the Do Not Call registry doesn't solve the problem. Legitimate businesses stop telemarketing to you, but Feagin says scam artists with fake numbers are hard to catch.
So we have to stop answering the phone, stop giving them money and personal information.
Feagin says if the scam doesn't pay off, the scammers will stop perpetrating it. The Federal Communications Commission is considering proposed rules to battle ID spoofing. The comment period ended July 31st. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.